Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, December the 6th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour here, WDH Talk Time, a foggy, foggy morning here in Marion. Phone lines are open. If there's something you wanted to talk about this morning, give us a buzz. We've kind of covered the waterfront subject-wise this morning. Talked about the fruitcake toss coming up on December 15th at 7 p.m. If you'd like to enter anybody or have any thoughts or input on that, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. Remember, December 15th at 7 p.m. If you'd like to send us a Christmas card here at the station, the address is 523 South Prospect Street. Make sure you put your return address in the card and write us a little message, and we will read it on the air and put your card up in the studio. And if we have a return address in the card, we will send you back a card. 523 South Prospect Street, right here in Marion. Does anybody have anything to say about this being allegedly the worst flu season in the history? In recent history, I guess, is what we're saying. What would you do if a string of lights burnt out on your Christmas tree and you had to replace them? And the tree was already up. That was my problem last night. Are you shocked by the fact that high school kids don't know how to address envelopes? I thought that was interesting. What do you make of this Spam Figgy Pudding, which apparently has sold out everywhere? Have to get it at Walmart.com or eBay and pay double. Yeesh. You know, I don't like Spam on a normal day. Spam? Now think about this. You take Spam and you add fig, orange flavors, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, ginger, and allspice. Boy, if that's not the apocalypse, I don't know what is. Does anybody like Spam? Just as I have thought, nobody likes Spam in general. Does anybody like Spam out there anyway? And would you try this figgy pudding Spam? 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, other than that, I think we've pretty well covered the waterfront on those issues this morning. Oh, you know, we did have a Family Feud question yesterday. We got three of the answers, but as we were going off the air yesterday, we still had two answers left to go. Maybe we'll give this a shot. Here was the question yesterday. What chore were you forced to do as a child? What chore were you forced to do as a child? Now, the three answers we got were clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. There are still two answers left. Does anybody know what those two answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Now remember, the answers we have: clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. Still two answers left on the list. What chores were you forced to do as a child? 740-751-4038. They're number 4 and 5 on the list. Number 1 was clean your room. Number 2 was take out the trash. Number 3 was do the dishes. And there are 2 chores left. Now remember, the question is, what chores were you forced to do as a child? 19 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody have the answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Well, clean your room is obvious. Number one, I think everybody was forced to do that at one point or another. Take out the trash. That's a big one. I know people who still don't do that. Do the dishes. You know, I don't know. A lot of people have dishwashers now. I guess probably not a lot of doing the dishes still going on. Still 2 answers left. Now, we got stuck on this yesterday. Does anybody know what those 2 answers might be? What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. 2 answers left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What could those 2 remaining chores possibly be? You know, if we get through this category, and then we get through one other category after this one, we can move into the holiday Family Feud categories, which may or may not be easier. I don't know. I don't know if the holiday categories will be easier or not. Kind of hard to tell. We've got a whole list of holiday categories printed off here. But we still have 2 categories here. Well, about a category and a half to finish off on this list. 2 still in this category. 21 minutes past the hour, as people are thinking out there. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. What are the 2 remaining chores that we do not have on our list yet? Number 4 and number 5. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Let's see. Well, one of these chores is, I think, something everybody still does. You would still have to do this one chore. I think even as an adult, you would have to do this chore. And the other one is kind of something, well, it's something people used to do. They probably still do it. It's just not as done as maybe often as it once was done. So you got one chore left on this list that is not really a common one anymore. But people still do it. And then you've got one that people still do all the time. So that's the category. What chore were you forced to do as a child? And remember, the answers we have: clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. 2 answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 23 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Does anybody have those two remaining answers? You know, we flatlined with this as we were going off the air yesterday. So it could be very tough this morning. You know, I still am looking at this Spam Figgy Pudding. That is the most horrible looking stuff I have ever seen in my life. My goodness. That you would take Spam, which is already a preservative kind of a pork. I really don't know how it's even considered a meat. And then you would add fig, orange flavors, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, ginger, and allspice to what is already a preserved food. I guess we'd call it a food. I don't know about calling it a meat, but we would certainly call it a food. All right, 24 minutes past the hour. Do we have any guesses in the category here of a chore you were forced to do as a child? You know, this category is kind of interesting because are kids even forced to do chores at all anymore? What chore were you forced to do as a child? Now remember, the three we've got: clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. Still two answers left to go. Well, we've got a dial tone. We've got a dial tone this morning. That's a good sign. We've got the old dial tone. But we don't have any answers. No answers, no guesses. Maybe we have a lot of people who did not do a lot of chores when they were kids. You know, I don't remember doing a whole lot of chores. But now that I think about it, I don't think there was a whole lot to do, to be honest. I mean, there were things, I guess. The more you look back on it, probably the more the list piles up. But, there were some. Oh, maybe this is a guess. Let's hope. Go ahead, caller.
Run the vacuum.
Not run the vacuum, but it's a good guess.
Thanks, God.
Run the vacuum, but not on the list. Unfortunately. 26 minutes past the hour here. What chore were you forced to do as a child? We've got clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who has got those remaining two answers? You know, it may have been a foggy morning, and people just said, I am sleeping in this morning. You know, I think this time of year, we're all having those type of mornings. You know, everybody is so busy. They're shopping. They're ordering things online. They're doing all kinds of things. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, just out of curiosity, has anyone nominated or invited or whatever the word we're using? Chip.
Oh, Chip, I don't know. I think the only problem with Chip is he would need a ride.
My car is full.
Your car is filled. Well, yeah, we can throw him. Let's put Chip in here, and maybe he'll be able to get a ride over there that night.
I'm sure with all these someone would volunteer to go get Chip.
Well, I would hope so. You know, he just lives over there on Delaware Avenue. What do you think of Figgy Pudding Spam?
It's an atrocity to mankind.
Really? Worse than fruitcake-flavored Mountain Dew?
No, that was a gift from heaven above. Now, I will say this. you wanted to just outright diss Sam, a few things in this world rival the goodness of a fried steak and cheese sandwich. So I have to disagree there, but they did too much, making it sticky pudding flavored.
Yeah, I would say. Now, what's your
feeling? I'm surprised these kids don't know how to address the letters. They don't even do cursive writing anymore.
Well, you know, I can understand the cursive writing because kids don't do a lot of writing. They do a lot of typing. But not addressing, being able to address an envelope, I would think you can't send a card, you can't send a package. You can't, I mean, there are just a lot of ways that would handicap you in life.
Well, life will go on.
Well, what's your feeling on the whole fruitcake toss debate
my now? Feeling is I got some work to do right now, but I'll call you back in like half hour.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Toodles.
All right, Sarah out there working hard. Now, somebody was trying to call there, so if that was you, give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. If the line just keeps ringing, means we're on the line with somebody else, 740-751-4038. Now, the Family Feud category is, what chore were you forced to do as a child? We've got clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. Two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour. You know, I thought we would get through this category and possibly get through the next category, and then we would be on to the holiday Family Feud. But apparently, we're a little hung up on this today. What chore were you forced to do as a child? 740-751-4038. All right, here comes a guest. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, put your clothes up or laundry.
Do the laundry. Number 5 on the list. You got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Scott.
Do the laundry shows up at number 5 on the list. That's the one I was talking about. You know, I think everybody still has to do that. Heaven knows you still got to do the laundry. Well, now we're down to one answer. 31 minutes past the hour. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes, do the laundry. One answer left. It's the number 4 answer on the list here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the only answer we have left this morning in this particular category? Name a chore that you were forced to do as a child. One left. Who's going to be the smart person who has the one answer left? The one answer we still need to put this category to bed. 740-751-4038. Clean your room was number 1. Take out the trash was number 2. Do the dishes was number 3. And do the laundry was number 5. So we still need that number 4 answer. Who's got it? 41 people now in the fruitcake toss as Chip has been put in the fruitcake toss. Chip, well, if you can get a ride over to the station, we'll make sure you're in the fruitcake toss that night. I believe Chip lived somewhere off of Delaware Avenue. I'm not sure exactly where, but somewhere in that neighborhood. 740-751-4038. 33 minutes past the hour here today. What chores were you forced to do as a child? What is this final chore? When we get past this one, then we can move on to the final category here, And then if we get through the final category, we can move on to the holiday-themed Family Feud questions. Wouldn't that be nice to get into the holiday spirit here? You know, I was certainly in the holiday spirit last night when I was putting the new strand of lights on the tree over the old ones that had burned out. Isn't that always the way? All of all times for a strand of lights to burn out when you would already have the tree up. You know, when you're checking those lights before you set up the tree, you're just praying and hoping that they do not burn out.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Scott, well, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Where do you find a Claxton fruitcake?
Well, I've seen them at Kroger, and I think Walmart has them.
Okay, but the banks don't have them this year.
Yeah, the banks don't have them. I think when the Civitan Club went under, that kind of did it in for the banks.
Oh, and then for a chore that you had to do as a kid, I had to chop firewood.
Chop firewood's a good guess. Not on the list. Now, John, what do you think of figgy pudding spam?
Don't sound too good to me, Scott.
No, it sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, last I knew, Kroger still had the displays for the Claxton fruitcake. Now, I never saw them at Walmart, but I didn't look. But I think Walmart has them as well. But I know Kroger did.
They're the little small ones, Scott?
Yeah, the little one-pounders that we use.
Okay, well. So, well, maybe if I get one, I'll iron myself into your drawing. But
yes.
I got to get one first to practice.
You got to get one to practice. Yeah, get out there and see if they have one, and then join the fun, and we'll be up to 42 people.
Okay. Well, if I find one today, I'll give you a call tomorrow, Scott.
Sounds good. Thanks, John.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there's possibly our 42nd entry into the fruitcake toss. Boy, apparently fruitcakes are in high demand, not able to find this year. Does anybody else know where you can get a Claxton fruitcake? Now, I know you can get them at, they were at Kroger, but I don't know if they're sold out yet or not. I know there was a display. I know that Walmart has carried them. I don't know. Let me know if you know. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, we're stuck in this Family Feud category. 36 minutes past the hour here. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room. Take out the trash. Do the dishes, do your laundry, one answer left. Who's got the one answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to pick off this one answer we have left? It was number 4 on the list. It came in right above do the laundry. So we've got clean your room, take out the trash. Oh, Lawrence Orchards has them. Mary, thank you, Mary, who's out there listening, just sent me a message. Lawrence Orchards has the Claxton fruitcake. So there you go. Lawrence Orchard. You'll be able to go out there and get yourself a fruitcake to practice with. And maybe get yourself a jar of apple butter while you're out there, too. Boy, I love the apple butter. Thanks, Mary. All right, Lawrence Orchards. Well, oh, and we're having a guess online here. Walk the dog. Nope, no walking the dog on the list today. Walking the dog does not make our list. So the category is, what chore were you forced to do as a child? clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes, do the laundry, and one answer left. Nobody's got it! 740-751-4038. So for everybody wanting a fruitcake, Ted Jolliffe called earlier, John called, Lawrence Orchards would be the place to go. Now, I will say Kroger did have them at one point. You might try Kroger, but if you can't get anywhere with Kroger, go out to Lawrence Orchards and you can get yourself some fruitcakes because you need to practice. Throwing that fruitcake is no easy task. Now, it's not the heaviness of it because it's only a pound. It's kind of awkward to throw. So if you want to win, if you want to be good at it, you got to get a fruitcake. 740-751-4038. All right, 21 minutes left here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the same as cleaning your room, but making your bed.
Not making your bed, but that's a good guess, too.
All right, I'm trying, Scott.
I know. Somebody will take care of this category. Making your bed, not on the list. No walking of the dog and no making the bed. Stuck on this one for a while. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes, and do the laundry. One answer left. 40 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Apparently, the most difficult category in the history of the Family Feud. All right. Fruitcake toss, December 15th at 7 p.m. Hopefully we'll know more about our plan B today. Possibly moving to a parking lot or something of that nature. Let's see. 41 people. Chip was 41. And John might be jumping in here at 42, apparently. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about cleaning the cat's litter box?
Not cleaning the cat's litter box, but a good guess.
Okay.
No cleaning of the cat's litter box. Although that is certainly something you would need to do. You don't want that to pile up. 740-751-4038. 19 minutes left to go here. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes, do the laundry. Still one answer left. Maybe nobody did chores when they... You know, I'll tell you one chore that kids now don't have is addressing envelopes. That is no longer a chore for kids in 2022. Certainly high school kids. All right, 18 minutes left. No answer yet. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes, and do the laundry. Still one answer left. 740-751-4038. Who's going to get this answer? My goodness. You know, we almost want to hand out something if you get this answer. There's been such conjecture on this. Well... What did kids do when they were young as far as doing chores? What could the answer be? Possibly be. And remember, if you want a fruitcake, if you can't find them at Kroger or Walmart, apparently you can get them at Lawrence Orchards. And we thank Mary for sending in that information this morning. We appreciate that. You know, I think I'm going to have to give a clue here because this is getting a little long in the tooth here this morning when it comes to the category. Must be highly difficult. Okay. The category is, what chore were you forced to do as a child? We've got clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes, and do the laundry. Now, here's the hint. This is something people used to do if they were going to have company over. Something people used to do if they were going to have company over. This was a chore. This may have been something you would do at Thanksgiving time. You may do it at Christmas time. And in some houses, they did it every night. But I don't think most houses probably do this every night anymore. But maybe when you were a kid, they would have done this. What chore? Now, we got sweep the carpet. Nope. That's not the correct answer. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about that?
What's that?
Setting the table.
Setting, yes.
Yeah.
Setting the table. You've got it. Thank you.
Okay.
We finally killed that category. Setting the table. Thank goodness gracious. We finally got it. And now we got somebody online guessing, saying dust. Well, no, not dust. Set the table was the answer. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes, set the table, and do the laundry. All right, we've got one more category here before we move on to the holiday family feud. Let's see if we can get this category killed today. Okay, here we go. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Oh, how about that? Now, this is like, I guess, more of a child becoming an adult. Well, I don't know. This is really, I don't know, a child becoming an adult, I guess, would be pretty much the idea here. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Five answers in this particular category, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? I'm getting a commentary here online that apparently the answer of set the table was dumb. What can you do? What can you do? Okay, what are things you stop doing as you grow older? Go ahead, caller.
Taking naps.
Taking naps. Let's see here. No taking naps on the list. Good guess.
Okay.
No taking naps on the list. But a good guess nonetheless. Name something you stop doing as you grow older. Kind of child to parent, or child to adult, I guess we would say. Name something you stop doing as you grow older. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Wet the bed.
Wet the bed. Let's see here. Well, I don't see any wetting of the bed.
Well, I hate to say good answer because... Can I pick another one?
Go ahead.
You no longer have a curfew. You're decurfewtized, if that's the word.
Curfew not on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. But there are things on the list that you probably would have to give up if you had a curfew, I guess. Maybe the best way to put it. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? 740-751-4038. 48 minutes past the hour here. Things you stop doing as you grow older. All five answers still out there. 740-751-4038. Things you stop doing as you grow older. Fruitcake Toss, December 15th, 7 p.m. We're up to 41 people with the addition of Chip this morning. And possibly 42 people tomorrow morning if John gets his hands on a fruitcake today at Lawrence Orchards or Kroger. Go ahead.
You stop asking for permission. You just do what you want.
Let's see here. No permission on the list. Hey, what is your thought on the fruitcake toss?
Did you know that there is a National Fruitcake Toss Day?
No. Well, when is that?
I think it's January 3rd.
Well, that's when people toss them out of their windows when they got them for Christmas gifts.
No. Now, I'm being serious, Scott. Look it up online. It's a real thing.
All I know is there's going to be love in the air the night of the fruitcake toss. But what is your thought on the possible rain?
Who's in love, Scott?
Well, I don't want to out anybody. So, you know, that's why I don't want to say. But I think somebody might get down on bended knee that night.
So this is just like a little birdie told you?
Well, I've known about this for quite some time. And I don't know. You know, it's just one of those events. You know, it's the holidays, and they'll be there together, and they've both been entered, and I don't know. I think it could happen.
So how are we going to get Chip there?
Well, I don't know. Got me.
Oh. That clears it right up. Thank you for your help.
Well, no, I'm going to delegate that to you on how we get
me?
Chip there.
Me? What am I, the transportation specialist?
Well, you could drop your group off a little early and then run down and get Chip. I mean, he's just up the road there on Delaware Avenue.
Well, I have three people. I guess, they could squeeze. If I put one in the passenger, I could probably fit three in the back. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I bet you could fit Chip back there. I mean, it's only probably a 5-minute ride up the road.
Yeah, Jacob's pretty skinny.
Now, my question, though, you haven't answered. What do you make of the rain? Possibly moving it to the church parking lot.
We talked about that the other day, and I told you that it was a brilliant idea to have a plan B. So,
yeah, well, we've got the plan B in place. The only thing that'll deter us will be rain. I think the church parking lot would probably have better parking, which would be good. That way, if it did rain, people could sit in their cars and watch and just run over when it was their time to throw. But how are we going to find Ralph Thacker? That's another problem we've got.
Well, do you think he's one of the ones we lost when you went digital?
Well, he might have been. I don't know. You know, Ralph, toward the end, was not calling in a whole lot. I don't think he was feeling the greatest, but I would still see him in the grocery store, and I have not seen him in the grocery store probably in 2 months.
Yeah. And as long as you've been talking about this, if someone did know how to get a hold of him, they would have already said so.
Yeah, well, what bothers me, I don't know if it was the digital thing, but I used to see him in the grocery store probably. If I didn't see him every week, it was every other week. And since we started this back in October, I have not seen him once. So I don't know what happened.
Well, nobody's going to hear their name over the air multiple times and just not call you. So I'm guessing he's probably not listening.
Well, unless I hope he's not ill. You know, that could be the reason. But when it runs in the paper, I don't know. I don't know if he gets the paper, though, either. That's a little problem there. I've been holding off running it in the paper because I want to have the plan B in the paper as well. So, but we got to get it in the paper because that'll give people a chance to enter next week.
Yeah.
How do I know
where to go to get Chip?
Well, Chip will call in. Chip listens. I think we'll hear from Chip before Fruitcake Day.
Chip, if you're out there and you want to
call in, that was loud.
Well, that was good.
Chip, if you're out there and you're listening, call in. We'll make sure you get there.
I'd love to see Chip throw over. I bet Chip could throw it further than Adam.
Well, Well, how far did Adam get?
Negative 5 feet.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
It went backwards. It actually went back in time. It went back to about 1987.
This is so exciting because I bet a lot of people probably think, you know, you just pick it up and you just wing that thing. But like you say, because of the shape of it, it could go different directions.
It's not
like a football or anything you've ever thrown before.
The only advice I'm giving people, because I participated both times that we've done it, is that if you think you're going to get up there and throw it like a baseball or a softball or whatever, it's not like that. And we also have rules, so you can only underhand toss it and you can't run. And the moment you put that thing in your hands, and it is 1 pound, you're going to realize that there is some technique to it. Because if you throw it hard, if you're a powerhouse, it's going to go straight up, and that's not going to get you anywhere distance-wise. And if you throw it too close to the ground trying to get distance, the moment it hits the ground, it does not roll. So you're going to be out there. So there really is a technique to it. If you don't practice, John's got the idea. John is not even going to enter until he gets a fruitcake to practice this thing.
When I got bored last night, looked up National Fruitcake Day, Fruitcake Toss Day. They were using catapults.
Well, we're not that in. No, we like our rules, but I just want Ralph. Even if Ralph is not well, he was our first fruitcake toss champion, and there's going to be a plaque made for him, so we certainly want to present him with that.
Right. They also had like different stations. Different things to do with fruitcake, and people would make fruitcake, and at this one table, it was called Two Nights to Toss, and people were, like, eating them and stuff like that.
That's interesting. Well, you know, here's something interesting. When I was talking about the love and the proposal that night, because a lot of people listen at work and they cannot call in, and Mary called in this morning or messaged me this morning, told me about Lawrence Orchards with the fruitcakes, and we're getting another message here this morning. And some people have been guessing online. But somebody just said people are going to be expecting some sort of a proposal that night. Well, I guarantee you, you know, I don't know if the... Can a girl propose to a guy? Because I don't know,
but being as how you're like a staunch opponent to marriage, do you have any sage words of wisdom for this person? Because we know how you feel about marriage.
Pray for death before the fruitcake toss. No, I don't. Here's my thing. I think that it might happen. I think the person, you know, it could be a slight snow.
Well, you sound sort of happy for this person. I can't understand why, because we all know your feelings about marriage.
Well, no, I'm happy for me, because it'll happen at the fruitcake toss, and I think that'll be a story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, if they go off and get married, that's no skin off my nose. I mean... I might show up for the divorce proceedings a couple years later, but...
Oh, my goodness.
But no, I think it might happen, and I don't know if... Now, here's the question. If somebody proposes to you, because it's usually the guy proposing to the girl, can the girl say no? Because the girl who is being proposed to has never said no to anything in her life. So even if she doesn't want to get married, will she say yes with all the pressure of all the people there?
A lot of times what they do is they don't have the cojones to say no in front of everybody. They'll say yes, and then, like, later on say, you know, in private, like, they'll change their mind and call it off.
Right, so I think she will say yes that night if this guy gets down on bended knee. I think that, because she's never said no to anything. So,
and we'll just leave that at that.
Well, I don't want to go any further than that because it is the holidays, but, you know, yeah, she's never said no to anything.
Well, maybe, like, she'll say yes, and then he'll win the fruitcake toss, and they can go out to eat, and...
It'll be like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, like Candace Cameron Bure will show up, and...
No, Ashley Williams is the one you want showing up for Hallmark.
Oh, everybody knows Candace Cameron Bure.
Why do we have to say that Bure? What is Bure?
I believe that's the pronunciation.
No, but is that her married name?
Yes.
Oh, see, why can't we just call her Candace Cameron?
Well,
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's like if someone like you that hates the idea of marriage wouldn't understand, but I suppose if you love someone enough to, you know, marry them and take on their name, that's part of it.
I don't know that I hate the idea of marriage. I just think that you have to
We need to go back into the archives.
No. Yes, for most people, I think it's a disaster. But I think if you probably found the right person who you trusted, but people don't let that go on long enough, though. You know, they get married. Oh, let's get married. Okay, well, let's go down to...
Yeah, I got to admit, that's what I did wrong.
Well, see, there you go. And it's a thing. And I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I think we're going to have a proposal that night. Bended knee.
And maybe Candace will show up.
Bure. Candace Camion Bure.
Okay, bye,
bye-bye. Scott. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. No, Ashley Williams. If you're watching yourself a Hallmark movie, you want Ashley Williams. 740-751-4038. What are things you stop doing as you get older? We've still got all five answers here. 740-751-4038. What an event the fruitcake toss is going to be. Chip in now, number 41. And Chip, we can get you an address or a ride. Call us, 740-751-4038. All right, for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for holiday fun. For legendary composer of the hit Christmas song Santa Baby, Bill Springer, performing Santa Baby live on air.
Santa Baby, Santa Baby, under the tree for me.